second to come out? To come out. Robert made the motion to come out. The woman that made the motion, she said.
Make amendment to my motion. On line 10, Francis Juarez Rosette LLP will be under the direction of the AD's office, period. That's the wording, and everything else will be struck now.
So your motion will be to strike, report to the executive and legislative branches of the nation?
Correct.
And add, be under the direction of the AG office?
Yes, period.
President House made a motion to amend line 10 and 11. Strike, report the executive and legislative branch of the nation. Add in, will be under the direction of the AG office. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Representative Green.
The title needs to be changed.
Mr. Dellinger. With the amendment, did you hear the discussion on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, is the title still good with that amendment?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. Dellinger.
Speaker, may I say one thing? Can the engagement letter be amended just to reflect that as well? Just put a statement in that.
Yes. So make that part, yes. Make that part of the motion.
Representative Randolph?
I was just concerned about it also. It's a contract. We're going to be entering in an official contract, correct? Is that what this is?
Also, on the contract, we'll correct and make it more efficient. There's a cap on top of that dollar amount.
What would the cap be?
$20,000.
Where would that go in there?
It'd be under Section 6. The headline cap not to exceed $20,000.
Hourly billing rate not to exceed?
Yep.
You go with A?
Yep.
Any more discussion on the motion to amend? Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 11 in favor, 1 against.
11 in favor, 1 against. That motion passed. Back to the main motion as amended. Discussion on the main motion as amended. Representative Huff?
Vote 10 to 1. Oh, you're right here at 11. I
apologize. Any discussion? Representative Hicks?
Just to clarify, so this is up to the AG's office now, whether they use him or not.
That's correct.
Correct? Yeah. So he's there at Kevin's or Mr. Dellinger's direction, whenever he needs them as safety and the way.
Representative Randall?
We need a contract. Isn't a contract a binding agreement that we are going to use them?
Not necessarily.
And we've been talking about we may use them or we may not.
Yeah.
I would say that, like Representative Jennings was just saying, the hourly rate, but Mr. Dellinger, your opinion, the hourly rate up to $20,000 just puts a cap on if you were to use them?
Yeah, I think we would probably need to look through the contract, and if we need to make any amendments just to make sure that's clear, I think. We'll do it. We'll make it match what you all are doing for the chief science on it. So I think we can tweak those terms.
Representative Randolph, you good with that? answer with the answer?
Yes.
Representative Barnett?
Would the AG not have the authority to make a contract with this entity or any other entity without the TR?
Yeah, I think we do. I think the important thing, though, is, well, the thing I was asking about earlier was, you know, the legislation states the council would be paying for this, so I think that you probably need a TR to make that clear as well. I don't think we can just do that arbitrarily on our own, obligate you all to pay, so I think that TR is important for that purpose, but yeah, I think we would have the ability to draft a contract.
Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Tom Shihola?
No.
Dodie Barnett?
No.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
No.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 8 in favor, 4 against.
8 in favor, 4 against. That motion is adopted. Any other business? Hearing none, next item on the agenda is announcements. Any announcements from council? Representative Barnett?
It's not an official announcement. I just have something that I wanted to address with the council as a whole that had been brought up out of the candidate forum on Saturday that was kind of being bantered around on both sides on Facebook. And I know social media, but there was a comment, I guess, made at the candidate forum on Saturday about not everybody's Christian, and some people find it offensive that all of our people that pray at our monthly meetings, at the big monthly meetings at the end of the month, are Christian. And maybe, and I made the comment, I said, well, I don't know that anybody's ever asked for a traditional leader to come in and pray. I mean, I don't know that, I said it would be up to you since you set the agenda, and that really is up to you as a speaker. But I don't know that it's ever been asked, and I don't know that it's ever been refused. You know, I just don't know those things. But it is just something to consider. I mean, because being respectful of all the ways that our people worship, whether it's in traditional manner or whether it's in the church house. Because we were all created by the same creator, so just throwing that out there for us to be more sensitive and more open as an entity, because we do represent traditional people as well as church people. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Barnett. Representative Green?
I think since I've been on the council, it was open to any of the council members to ask who they would like to come, whether it was a reverend, a pastor, whatever. And that's the way it's always been.
Thank you, Representative Green. Representative Yehola?
I just want to say our constitution acknowledges the creator. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Yehola. Any other announcements?
Yes, sir.
Representative Mitch Jack.
Thanks, Speaker. We was at me and Representative Hicks was at a Fuskey community meeting last night. They want to put on Battle of the Communities, which would be September 23rd. And it's going to be there at the Fuskey Indian Community. And I will try to get a mass email out on this. And then they are going to send it to the communities as well. But they're going to have there's a deadline, but September the 1st, they will have live entertainment. And then they're going to have a main event, tug of war. And the prizes will be given out, everything. If anybody likes to join, it's going to be everything. The rules are on here, so sounds like fun.
Thank you, Representative Jack.
And then lunch will be provided. So.
Right. Thank you, Representative Jack. Any other announcements? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Representative Hubbs made a motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Representative Randolph, would you please give the benediction?
Lord, we're thankful for another day. Thankful for all your blessings, Lord. ask that you just clear our minds and touch our hearts, lead and guide and direct us in all things. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Meeting adjourned at 7:15.
We'll start in 5 minutes, guys. Yeah.